Zog the Mishnah, Dafkuf men beis omen beis. Ho even shal piachoves matal tzidovino fellas. Oh, this is back to the sugya of mukta. If you have an even we know is mukta. That's on top of a choves. Now, it's not pshat, it's used as a covering of the barrel, of the jug. No, it's on top of the choves. Now it's a mukta on top of a choves. So how do you, if you want to take the wine from the choves, how do you move the choves? Zog the Mishnah, matal tzidovino fellas. You can tilt the choves, and then the even falls off. And memela, you can now use the wine that's in it. So that's like a tiltel minatzad. Because now when you're being matted, so you're not touching the even, you're not taking that even directly off. You're only taking, moving the even by tilting the chavis, and then it falls off. Hoysa bein ha-chavis, let's say this chavis was amongst other chavis, and now if you're going to be matal tzida, it's going to crack the other chavis, the even's going to fall and break the other chavis. So here you have a heta, magbiya, you can pick up the actual chavis, not just be matal tzida, you can actually pick up the chavis, umatal tzida vino fellas. That means there's a heta, when there's no when it's not necessary to be magbiya the chavis, so then you just tilt it. But if it's amongst other chavis and you're worried that it's going to crack, so then magbiya, you can actually lift it, umatal tzida. So this din of matal tzida vino fellas, so we're talking about that you're doing this tiltel min atzad letzerich dova hamuta, because the intent of lifting and tilting it is for the yayin, to take out the yayin. Because tiltel min atzad can only be letzerich dova hamuta, we said, Tosa says earlier in Daf Mem Gimel, and not ledova osa. When it's tilt kalacha yad, can even be kedova osa. But tiltel min atzad has to be letzerich dova hamuta, so here it's taka letzerich the yayin, it's for the dova hamuta. B'kivegas medayik from the Rashi over here, Rashi says, magbiya l'chavis kulo misalkom ben ha-chavios. You remove it amongst the chavios. V'shom matal tzido. Rashi says, v'shom, meaning as soon as you get away from the area of the chavios, you have to be matal tzido over there. Zot b'kivegas, we see from this Rashi, you're not going to be metaltal stamped wherever you want. As soon as you get away from the other chavios, you have to be menayit. In fact, b'kivegas, why is this different than when muk says b'yodeh b'heta, so you're allowed to go wherever you can go. Once you're holding klisha malach tal isa, it's a guf, it's a mekoyim, it's mutter, you can go wherever you want. So why is it different over here? You could be mechalek and say that klisha malach tal isa. So tzorich mekoymoy, there's no issa bichlal to lift the klisha malach tal isa. That's gufa muta. So once you're holding a beheta, you can go wherever you want. Masha enkein, over here the whole heta to move it was because of the pseida that you can't be menayer amongst the other chavius. So the beetsim, the tiltel, was asa. The only reason it's muta is because of pseida. Once you're away from this area that you don't have a chashash to be menayer over here, so memela back to the original issa. So it's not like a klisha malach tal issa where it's muta l'tzach gufa tzach mekoymoy. Once you're holding, you can go wherever you want. Here the heta was only because of pseida. Once you're out of the area, the danger zone of pseida, so you have to be menayer. Zog Rashi, menayer shom. Zog Rashi, l'chavis kulam esakim ben ha-chavis, v'shom atal tzido. As soon as you get out of that area, and you can't go any further, taka. Zog the Mishnah weiter, moish al akar, if you have money on a pillow, menayas akar, you can shake off the money off the pillow, v'hei noiflois, and it falls off. Similar to the case of Evan al piachovis. Hoysa olav lash leshes, if you have, zog Rashi, shum dover mius, goin roikoi tsoya, if you have something, a stain, a spittle, tsoya, on this pillow, so mekancha b'smartut, you can only be mekaneachit with the smartut, with the shmata, but you cannot pour water. Why? Dr. Rashi, v'leitin ala mayim, distam kar shal begadu, u'begad shriyos b'mayim, u'kibusoy. This is an issa of kibus, and water is called kibus when you have a begad. So you can only be mekancha b'smartut. However, hoysa shal or, if this pillow is made out of leather, so then noisin ala mayim achetachala, then you're allowed to pour water on it. Because pouring water is not the derech kibus if it's not made out of material, but rather leather. So that's not called a ma'isa kibus. So Dr. Rashi, you can put mayim, umiu kibus mamish loy. You can't do a real kibus. Hoyle v'stam koyim m'ksosis rakim ninu, shaykh l'men b'bu kibus b'oyres rakim. It's shaykh l'oshin kibus, so avada kibus will be osa. Just pouring water is not the derech, so that's not called kibus. Zog di gemara om rav unam rav. Loy shonu, this din of matal tzida by the chovis is ele b'shecheach, is only muta when it's shecheach. Avol b'meniach, but if you let's say you place the stone on top of the chovis, so then the chovis be'etzem is mukta. Nase bos is a dover osa. The chovis becomes a bos of dover osa b'meniach. So then you can't lift it, you can't be matal tzido. The etzem chovis becomes a mukta. Zok the Truma Sedesh in the biggest side in the din shecheach by bosses. He says shecheach is not bosses. Meniach is bosses. Zok the Truma Session, let's say in the middle of the week on a Tuesday afternoon, you're meniach something on your bed. So it's meniach. So the bed becomes bosses. But before Shabbos, before Ben Hashemoshes, before Shkia, it was a shochach. You forgot about it. So now it's considered shochach. And it doesn't become bosses. That means even though there was originally an intent of meniach, but since before the onset of Shabbos, it turned into a shochach, so it doesn't become bosses. A big nafkamina. You can be meniach something before Shabbos, but before Ben Hashemoshes, before Shkia, you were shochach, so it doesn't have a dim bosses. Itaka remains shochach. And I'm here as a kash on the sugya. Why does it say by meniach? It's bosses dova osa. L'chori l'chovis is a bosses l'dova osa l'dova muta. It's a bosses for the even, and it's a bosses also for the yayin. So you have a dova osa and dova muta, and dova osa dova muta. The thing that's muta is more chashev. So why should it be considered bosses dova osa? So even by meniach, why is it considered a bosses? So the achronim answer different terutzim. The Or Sameach says that since you can't get to the wine without being misalik the even, so then the yayin itself becomes a bosses to the dover also to the even. Don't say that the chavis is bosses the dover mutter dover also to the yayin to the even. The yayin itself is not accessible until you move the even. So the yayin is not called a dover mutter. The chavis is not bosses the dover mutter and dover also because the yayin in the even. The yayin is not accessible until you move the even. So the yayin becomes a bosses to the even. It's a bosses to the dover mutter. So male it's called bosses the dover also even though there's yayin inside. Bikubega says a different text. Bikubega says that even the yayin, it's only filled to a certain level. Any part of the barrel, the chavis above where the yayin is filled up till, that part of the chavis is only bosses to the even. So don't call the chavis bosses to the dava osa the dava muta. It's only the dava osa the dava muta where the yayin is filled up. But anything above the wine level, that part of the barrel, that part of the chavis is only bosses to the dava osa, only to the even. So mele b'meniach, it's called bosses to the dava osa. Now, this din of meniach that it becomes a bosses ledova also, the Gemara in Dafkuf Chof Hei, there was a man, the Omar, at least that helped, that meniach adrabe. Meniach makes it that it's a kisu for the chavis. We're not going with that now. We're going now that meniach is a bosses ledova also, and the even is a dova also be'etzim, it's mukta. But there's a tzad, at least, there's a man, the Omar, that holds that meniach adrabe, it's a seal. It's a covering to the whole of the barrel. The barrel has to be sealed. So if you're meniach, then you're meniach and as a kisui, then fakir, then would not be mukta at all. By meniach, it would go be a kisui for a chavis. But we're not going with that mandom over here.
Zok the Gemara, hoisa ben achavioiz. So then the Mishnah said that you magbia umate al tzidovino fellas. Zok the Gemara, man tana. The chol hei chadik yisuga ve'etero. Whenever you have in front of you an option, either to move an issa or to move a dove heta, be'etere tachinon b'yisur loy tachinon, you matriach in the tiltil of the heta and not in the tiltil of the issa. So over here, be'etzem, you can be matriach much less by just lifting the heaven. The heaven is the mukta part. Put your hand and remove the heaven. So, l'chayr, that's b'yisura. But no, we don't want to be matriach b'yisura. Be'etere tachinon, we dafka take the chavis, which is be'etere, even if it's a bigger schlep, it's be'etere tachinon, v'loy b'yisura. It's much easier to just lift the heaven. So, man tana, who's the tana that says, the chalech diki yisura be'etere, you have an option, even though one is less of a tircha, one is more of a tircha. Be'etere tachinon, b'yisura loy tachinon. Zog de Gemara, Omer Rabba Baba Chano, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel hi. This is the sheet of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel is going to say, Alibi de Beis Hillel, that Be'etero Tachin and Bisur Loi Tachinon. The Tanan, there's the Mishnah in Be'et, it says as follows. Haboyre Kitnis B'yontev. Now, on Yontev, Oichon Nefesh is Mutter. So who had then, there's no Issa Boyer Be'etzim on Yontev. So the Issa Boyer, we're not discussing of an Issa Boyer. Boyer is only us on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to have three conditions. It has to be Oichon Mitach Psoilus. It has to be the merubim in amiu dafka. It has to be biyad and not with the kli meyuchad lekach. It has to be miyad and not to put away for storage. But that's the gabbai issa burr. On yontiv there's no issa burr because oichal nefesh. What we're discussing is the issa muktzah on yontiv because psoilus at the end of the day, even though there's no issa burr on yontiv, but muktzah it would be psoilus something that's not edible is muktzah. So state in Mishnah as follows. Haburi kidneys beyond. If someone is buried kidneys on Yontiv, you have psoilus within the kidneys. So be shamir oimim boirer oichel. You take dafka the oichel, which is the hetera, the oichel. And you eat the oichel only, and you don't touch the psoilus you leave behind because of mukta. Ubeis hilal oimim. No, you're not mechuyev to do that. You can do the regular way. Boirer kedarkoi. Meaning you're allowed to take the psoilus. The norm is to take the psoilus. On Shabbos punkt, you can't do that because it is a boirer. But in Yontiv, Vibald is no way to burn because Oichel Nefesh, you can take out the psoilus and eat what's left over, the Oichel, but you can take out the psoilus. However, Zog the Gemara, When do you do this? How do you do this? Bechekoi uvetamchui. Meaning, you only do it for these type of kelim, which is instant. Meaning, you're doing it for right now. The oichal nefesh has to be for now. It can't be an oichal nefesh if something which is used in a kli, which seems like it's used for storage. So chekoi and tamchui are things that it's clearly defined that it's for now, for its oichal nefesh. V'tanya, and we learned in the Braisa, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, B'mer Dvorim Amurim, is Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. When do we say that according to Beis Hillel, you take the psoilus dafka from the oichal, is dafka, she'oichal merubah al psoilus, where the oichal is the majority, so you take the minority. It's always easy to take the smaller from the larger. So you take the psoilus from the oichal by the oichal merubah. However, of a psoilus merubah al oichal, but if you have a majority of psoilus over the oichal, so it's a bigger tircha to take the psoilus now. So Divrei Hakol, even Beis Hillel agrees that Boira Oichel, you take the Oichel from the Psoilus. You don't take the Psoilus from the Oichel. Why? Since you can take the Oichel, which is the Mutter Betiltel, Oichel after all is not Mukta, and there is lesser Tircha now, when the Psoilus is Merubah al Oichel, so everyone agrees you take the lesser Tircha, which is not Mukta. So we see Behetera Tachinon, Ubisur Loi Tachinon. So we see clearly that according to Beis Hillel, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that be teriach in the hetera and not in the isura, because it's a bigger tercha. Because the psoilus merubah al oichel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says according to Beis Hillel Avadi agrees it buried the oichel, which is hetera with lesser tercha, versus be isura, which is a bigger tercha. So we see clearly be hetera tachinon, be isura lo tachinon. So likewise in the Mishnah says take the chovis, which is the hetera, and do not take the Evan directly, which is the Isura, even if it's a lesser Tircha, be'etera tachinon, be'isura loy tachinon. So likewise, our Mishnah, Shimon Gamliel would hold, that be'etera tachinon, that you metaltel the Chovis, and not the Evan, and not the Muktzah, not be'isura. Meaning, be'etzem, we want to zet sign our Mishnah, that is going b'shitas Beis Hillel, not b'shitas Beis Shammai, because Stamazoy, you would say, moving the Chovis is shitas Beis Shammai, that you take the Oichel, and you don't take the psoilus. So the same thing over here, you take the chavis, you don't take the evan. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it would coincide with Beis Hillel too, because Beis Hillel agrees that when it's psoilus merubah al oichel, divya hakol, you take the oichel, you bury the oichel, and you maniach the psoilus. So mele, we want the Mishnah to be b'shitas Beis Hillel, which would coincide with Rav Shimon Gamliel, the way he understands that Beis Hillel agrees. So frag the Gemara, so if this is the Tana, v'hocho, l'maisa our Mishnah, by the Evan al Piachovis, the Chi Oichel Merubah al Psoilus Domi, it's like Oichel Merubah al Psoilus. Because by Oichel Merubah al Psoilus, so we said that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you take the Psoilus, even though it's Mukta. But only by Psoilus Merubah al Oichel, Beis Hillel agrees. But by Oichel Merubah al Psoilus, according to Beis Hillel, you take the Mukta. You take the Psoilus. Because it's a bigger Tircha to take the Oichel. So here also, there's a greater Tircha to take the chavis versus merely taking the Evan itself. So why do we not take the Evan? That's a question. Over here it's like Oichel Merubah al Psoilus, and by Oichel Merubah al Psoilus you take the Psoilus, so we should take the Evan because it's less of a tircha. So it seems to imply that the Mishnah is dafka like Beis Shammai, like Beis Hillel. Because according to Beis Hillel, Reb Shimon Gamliel understands, then over here it should be dafka take the Evan, take the lesser Tircha. According to Beis Shammai, you always take the Oichel, you don't take the Psoilus. So you take the Chovis. But according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, do we understand Beis Hillel? So then over here it's Shver, why are you taking the Chovis, not the Evan? And to the Gemara, Hochanami, our Mishnah, is Kevon the boy le mishkel lo mishtakele yayin ad the shokelo le even so se psoilus meruba al oichel domi. Since over here, if you want to at the end of the day get to the wine, meaning you cannot get to the wine until you take the chavis and you tilt it, because you only have to, at the end of the day, especially when you get to the bottom of the barrel, you want to get to the wine, you're going to have to be mat to the barrel. So memela, it's a greater tircha to remove the Evan, because removing the Evan is not just removing the Evan. Removing the Evan would entail removing the Evan and eventually tilting the barrel. So you might as well tilt the barrel in one shot and push off the Evan and tilt the barrel and take out the wine. Because it's a greater tircha to remove an Evan and then tilt, if you can directly tilt. So memela, since the boy le mishko, le mishtaki yayin ad shokele, you have to, at the end of the day, do both. You have to be matir chavis to take the yain. So psoilus merubah al oichel domi, to remove the evan is like psoilus merubah al oichel. It's like a greater tircha to remove the evan, which is the psoilus. So then evan agrees that you take the oichel, which would mean over here to tilt the chavis. Zog the Gemara weiter, Häuser ben achoviyois. If the barrel is amongst other barrels and you're concerned that it's going to crack them if you're just going to tilt it and the oven falls off, Zog the Gemara, so then you magbiya the chovis, the Mishnah said, and you bring it to the makam acher, and it's magbiya umat al tzidovino fellas. Zog the Gemara, tiny Rabbi Yossi Oymel. If let's say the chavis is located in an oitzer, meaning a warehouse of many numerous other chavios, so you're concerned that if you're going to tilt it, the rack, the oven is going to crack all the chavios. Or if you have glass plates that are klizchuchis under it, so you're concerned the oven might crack them. So makbiya l'makamachi, you remove it umata al tzido v'inoyfelas, and you bring it to the other place and you tilt it over there, and the oven falls off. And you take out the wine that you need, and you return it back to its place. As I state in the Braisa, that once you have a heter to move it, so now you take out the yayin, but then you bring it back to its place.
Why, once you remove the oven, so this barrel is not mukse at all? So what's the inyan that the Braisa says, take out the wine and put it back where it was? Why do you have to put it back where it was? Once the oven is off, it's bechal not mukta. Fakert, even when something bishlema, when something is mukta and there's a heta tilto, so now you're allowed to keep on walking with it. So maybe there's a chiddush by something that's mukta, you can keep on walking it and you want to put it back in its place. That would be a chiddush by a dova mukta that you used the heta, so now you're allowed to put it where you want, so maybe machzilim koyma would be a chiddush. But if you hear the muktzah is removed, you tilted the oven. Matal tzidah v'inoyfeles. Noit lemen ha-mashtog, you take out the one, then return it. What's the inyan to return it? What's the pshat?
Zok the korban nesan al biggest side. Over here, you have to have that it should be nikam mitoch maisov, that I lifted the chavis originally in order to take out wine. Because after all, that was the whole reason why we matter the tiltle of the chavis with the oven on it. L'chayr, it's a tiltle minatzad. It's a tiltle of mukta. You're lifting the oven minatzad. Why is it mutter? Only because of the fact that you can't tilt it over here because you're going to crack the other barrels. So there was a special heta. They were matter the tiltle chavis with the oven on it. So Mamela, in order to show that you took the chavis only for the yayin, and you couldn't do it in its place. So Mamela, we tell you, state in the Braisa, take out the wine, the noita mashetzorich, umachzir lemkoyma, and put it back to where it was. Because that was the whole heta. The heta you had was only because you can't do this over here, this maisa niur. So Mamela, you had to do it in somewhere else. You had to lift it and bring it somewhere else. But now that you did that, state in the Braisa, bring it back, take out the wine and bring it back lemkoyma. Like this, even though there's no muktz on it. And there's no muktz, what's the problem? You can put it wherever you want. But we want to show, you want to be mechiach mitoch maisav, that you only lifted the chavis because you couldn't do it over here. You couldn't take the yayin out over here. So you had to do it somewhere else. So Mela, take out the yayin somewhere else and put it back where it was to show that you only did it because you couldn't do it over here. Zok the Korban Nesanel, that's the inyan over here. True, there's no Evan on it. It's not muktz. Why would you not be? Why would you cannot take it wherever you want? L'chayra, the teretz is you want to be mechiach mitoch maisav that what you did, this lifting of with the oven on it, was only because you wanted to take the yain. You couldn't do that over here, so merely take out the yain where you could do it. When your matal tzida and an oven falls off, take out the yain and then bring it back to its place to show that was the yisur ahead.
Zog the Moavaita Moi Shalakai, if you have money on top of a pillow, so the Mishnah says that minay zakai, you shake off the car, the pillow, and the mois are noiflois. Omer Rabbi Barash, Omer Rav, lo yishonu ele b'shecheach. This whole din is only b'shecheach, so the pillow itself is not a bosses. Avo b'meniach, nasis bosses the dover osser. Mashengen, if it's meniach, the mois on the car, it becomes a boss of the dover osser. So we said before already, state in the big yisoid in Tumas Hadeshen, that the din of shecheach and meniach, it's shayach that even though it was originally meniach, but if before the answer to Shabbos, it was shecheach, it doesn't have a din meniach, it belies shecheach. You can turn a meniach into a shecheach, it's called shecheach, and it will not be bosses. But upon him, if it is meniach, then avad it's bosses, and then you will not be able to even pick up the car, because then it's bosses, dava also. Tracy right away has a kasha, l'chari, we know this already. What's this chiddush of l'shana b'shecheach? We just said before, by Evan Apiachovis, Lashonel B'Shechach. So why do I have to say the same thing again? Tati Lomeli, why do I have to say it again? Tati the Rav Lomeli, why do I have to say it again? By Mois and the Kar. So Tezu wants to say a Chiddush, that you would think that Evan Vadei Shori B'Shochach, by an Evan Taka by Shochach, it's Mutter. Shenira Tvei Kisui Hachovis.
you might think that the reason why an Evan is mutter by Shochach, because at the end of the day, the Evan is a covering for the opening of the barrel. Elamais, it's not, but you would think that maybe Shochach is mutter because Elamais, it's a kisui. Masha'inke mois on the car, even by Shochach, you'd have mean is also. So you need to tell me that even by mois on the car, where there's no tzad that it's a covering of a barrel, still it's also. It's only also by Meniach, and it's mutter by Shochach. You would think even by Shochach it's also, because maybe only by Chovis the Evan is mutter by Shochach, because at the end of the day it's a Kisui. Kamash Malon, that no, only Meniach it becomes Bosses, and not just in a place where it's a covering, but even by Mois Alakar, by Meniach it's also, and by Shochach it's Takamutter.
Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabba Bachanum, Rabbi Yechanan, Leishonu, El Nutzer Gufoy. This whole din that we're saying now, that it's mutter to take the car by Shochach, because it's Moish Alakai Yemenayer. This is only mutter when you're utilizing the pillow, the Tzerich Gufoy. So then, you have to be Menayer the Moish. Masha'enkein, I'm Tzerich Mekoimoy, if the pillow is, let's say, on the chair and you want to sit on the chair, so Tzerich Mekoimoy, so then you don't have to shake off the money, you just lift the pillow and you move it away. The whole din of being menayer the mois is only because you want to use the pillow Tzerich Gufo, you want to lay your head on it, so you menayer the mois. Masha'enkein Tzerich Mekoimoy, if the pillow be'etzim is in the way, then lift the pillow and move it away from the chair to sit on. Tzerich Mekoimoy, metaltle void and olav. You don't have to be menayer, you can move it while it's on it. Zog die Gemara, v'chein toni chia b'arav, midifte loishonu l'tzerich gufoi, av l'tzerich mekoimoi, metatlo v'oidon olov. So this Yisoid, Shteten Tur in Simen Shintes, is the same thing by a chovis, meaning not just by a car. By a chovis and an even, if it's tzerich mekoimoi, if you need the place where the chovis is, you metatlo v'oidon olov, and if it's tzerich gufoi, so then it's menayer, then you take a mat al tzido in order to take out the yayin. Zog dem weiter moi shala kar menayer om rab ich shochach anike bchotze. If you forgot a wallet in the chotze, we're not talking about reshus ram, we're talking about the is of mukze. So many achol a kikur etinok, you can take a kikur and a tinok, place it on top of it, umetaltelo. And now you metaltel it. Because of the hefset moment, we allowed you to be metaltel the anike with a dover mutter, a kikur etinok that's on it. Now, this din of the kikur and tinok, Staten in Rashba, we show him say, this is not stam a tiltel min atzad. Because in that pshat, you're holding the dova mukta min atzad indirectly. No. You have the arnaki, you place something on top of it. So you can only lift it by lifting the arnaki itself with something that's mutter on top of it. So what's the het over here? It's not a tiltel min atzad. So the Rashba says, this is better than regular tiltel min atzad. Why? Because over here, when you place the kikar and tinuk on it, which is choshev, so you're utilizing the kikar and tinuk that makes the arnaki now into a plate for the kikar and tinuk. It's like a boseh shalatera, meaning it becomes like a moishov. It's bottle to the dover hamuta that's on top of it. The kikar and tinuk is now the dover hamuta. This is the plate of the kikar and tinuk. I'm serving the kikar with the arnaki. I'm holding this becomes the crib of the tinuk. What? The arnaki. So that's the het of kikar and tinuk. Usually kikar and tinuk we said is the het by kovet ha-meis. Meniach ha-meis and metal to the meis. But over here we're saying, and that'll be the vart over there also come to the Rashba, that the meis becomes like a serving tray for the kikar and the tinuk. So mela, that's the het. It's different yisoid than tiltum atzad. It's better than tiltum atzad. It becomes, meaning, the mukta becomes bottle, a moishev for the dova hamuta. Zog dir mal weiter um Rabbi Yitzchok Shochach Levena Bechotzer. If you forgot a Levena, you left a Levena. Levena is a building brick. Now, this building brick, again, is Mukta, so you can't move it. If it's something that's left over after the building bricks, so then the Gemara said in the Mem Gimel, it's Chazel Lemizga. You can use it as a stool. Here we're talking about it's a building brick. So it's Mukta. So what do? You don't want to get ruined. So because of a hefset moment, Zog the Gemara, the same you said, Meniach leKikrei Tinuk uMetaltlo. You make the building brick into a plate for the Kikra and the Tinuk. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shila, Omer Rabbi Asi, Pamach Hashochet Diskaya Meleya Mois. They forgot a Diskaya full of Mois. The sky is a big sack. So they've a whole load of money. Malaya Mois. Where they leave it? Besratya. Zagdrashi Beshusarabim. Sratya is a Shusarabim. So now, You have a problem. It's a hefsin moment. What do? Ubo v'sholes Rabbi Yechon v'amalein henichale kikro etinuk v'tilteluo. You can place a kikro etinuk on top of this bag of mois and be metaltlit. Now, obviously, we're not talking about Zog Rashi to be moitzi in Rishus Rabim. Avada, we're not going to allow the Isser, the Reis of Rishus Rabim. Srachi is Rishus Rabim. Obviously, for the Isser Rishus Rabim, we're going to go pochs pochs mi dal ramis. Or you're going to make a mechitz b'nei oldim around it so it's not an Isser carrying dal ramis Rishus Rabim. The problem was the mukta aspect. On the mukta aspect of the mois, you meniach kikur and tinuk, so mamele you have this yisoid that it's this hetedik oifen of carrying that becomes a bosses a moishov and it's bottled to the dover het on top of it. Zogt Rashi enichal a kikur and tinuk the lishteru letalt lagavayu. So now it's mutter because of it toich dalad ames. Obviously it's only toich dalad. Vetlu pachas pachas midalad ames. Usually you don't allow pachas pachas midalad because you might walk dalad over here because it happens at the moment we allowed this gzeir d'abon of pachas midalad. And the Issa Mukta we solved with the Tikur Tinoik. Another Echetim Tzizak Rashi, there is no problem of Shus Rabim. Or Mechitza Shabnei Odom can be with every Mem Gimel. You can make a Mechitza Shabnei Odom so it's not considered that you're carrying in Rishus Rabim. So it's possible that we never matter the Issa Oitzah because of Hefzid Momen. But when it comes to the Issa Mukta, so that for this Echetim Tzah of Hefzid Momen, we gave this Eitzah. Zog the Gemara, Oma Mazutra. This din that we're saying now that you can place a kikur and tinuk is hirze kechol hanishmaitze b'shecheach. It's only by shecheach when a guy forgot this dover that's hefsed momen in and you have a problem with mukta. So we now b'shecheach we allow kikur and tinuk. But obviously when you're meniach, so then we don't give these aterim for someone on purpose that's meniach midaitoi. We do not allow a kikur and tinuk to place on top of it for a person that's a meniach. Zog the Gemara. Ravashi Omar, afilu shochach nami loy. Even by shochach, there's no heter. The whole heter of kik and tinik is only by covered ameis. You have a mace, he plays a kik and tinik on it. V'loy omru kikur and tinik al ameis bovad. So mele, there's no heter of kikur and tinik, even if it's shochach. Zog demor abaya manach, kapa akifa. Abaya used to place a kaf, a spoon, on top of oimrim that were niktzar, which is mukta. So how is he metal to them? Placing the spoon on top of it, so the oimrim are like a plate for the cup, for the spoon. Rove manach sakina abayoina. Rove abayoina is meat of a dove, so it's not mevushal, it's not meliach, it's not edible, so it's mukta. So he placed a sakin on top of it, so now this is like holding up the sakin, so that's how he was able to move it. Rove manach sakina abayoina. Zog the Gemara, umetaltala, and that's how they were able to metaltal this, even though it's mukta, because it became bottled to the het on top of it. Omar Rav Yosef, kama charif eshmait dardaki, meaning the Abai and Rava that are saying what they did, a kapa akifa or sakina abayoina, meaning they were very chorif. Kama charif eshmait dardaki, called them dardaki, youngsters. But be'etzem, it's incorrect. Why? Eimer omer rabbonon b'shechach. When do we say this whole heter they allowed to carry muktzin as a oifen? When you place the dover heter on top of it is b'shechach. So then we gave this heter for hefsed momen. Ma she'enkein lechatchila mi'omur. This is talking about stam. He took the spoon, he put it on top of kifa. He took the sack and he put it in the bayoina. It doesn't say anything. It was talking about shochach. It sounds like he did it lechatchila. So by shochach mokem hefsed na mishtamer, we gave his heta. But mechates we gave his heta stamer down the line. So lechare abayin rova, how did they do this? Avdem zok di gemora that no omer abaya ilav the adam choshev ano. If not for me being an adam choshev, so I'm being machmer for myself. I did this only as a chumrah, so people shouldn't learn from me and think to be mekel in isurim. Be'etzem this. Kifa, meaning the oimrim that were cut, were be'etzim not mukta for me. I can utilize them. Kapa, kifa, lomali, be'etzim, I didn't need it. Why? Because the chozer lemizga alayu. The kifi, the oimrim itself, are roi to use as a pillow, as a mattress, so the bechal not mukta. And omarava likewise. I know you love the odom choshev ano. Be'etzim, I don't have to do this. It's a chumrah. I'm only did this so people shouldn't be makel and learn from me without me doing this additional stringency. Because sakina bayoina lomali, be'etzim, I don't need the sakina the bayoina. The bayoina, even if it's amavushal, it's amaluach, it's chozi lelumta. It's edible. People can eat raw meat. So mele is bechal not mukta for me. So mele, I did this additional chumrah, but be'etzim, it's, you can't ask me, Rabbanon only said it b'shechech, not b'meniach. Be'etzim, I hold it's mut, it's bechal not mukta. So mele, I only did this as an additional chumrah. We'll stop over here, two lines before the end of the Omid, Kuf Membez, Omid Bez.